Britain.
Leicester's success. Foxes and tigers. There are lessons to learn from the city as much as from the football club.
For 20 years, the English Premier League has been dominated by glamorous foreign players paid for by Russian oligarchs and Arab sheikhs, to the exclusion, some feel, of local players and fans. So, the country woke up with a collective smile on its face on May 3rd, after Leicester City Football Club clinched the title for the first time. Leicester, known as the Foxes, are among the league's least glamorous clubs, based in one of the nation's least fancy cities. At the start of this season, bookmakers gave odds of 5,000 to 1 on a Leicester title, longer than those on Jeremy Corbyn, the bearded Marxist leader of the Labour Party, becoming the next James Bond. Now the world is beating a path to Leicester's door to find out how they did it. Management theories abound. What people might find is that it is not just the football club, but the city, population 340,000, that has plenty to share. Leicester was for good reason chosen as the first stop on the Queen's Diamond Jubilee tour of the country in 2012. In some ways, it is the epitome of modern Britain. Locals argue that the footballing triumph is but the validation of Leicester's re-emergence as a city, a mix of long-term ambition and unflashy, organic growth. Leicester clothes the world, was the slogan when the city was full of hosiers and bootmakers. In 1936, it was named as the second richest city in Europe. But in the 1980s, Leicester lost almost all this to cheap overseas competition. Rebuilding the devastated economy has been a painful task, but is now bearing fruit. The development of a strong entrepreneurial culture has been important. Leicester has the fastest business growth rate outside London, and its gross value added, a measure of economic output, rose 22% between 2009 and 2014. This has spawned plenty of jobs, sucking newcomers in. Between 2001 and 2011, its population grew by 17%, the fourth highest rate in the country. Immigration has contributed much. In 1972, when Idi Amin kicked Asians out of Uganda, 30,000 of them, mainly Gujaratis, settled in Leicester, where they set up their own businesses. Crown Crest, a large retail chain, was founded by immigrants. Another family made a fortune selling toilet rolls. Leicester is now one of only three towns and cities outside London to have a majority non-white British population. The city's universities are among the country's most entrepreneurial. Undergraduates are encouraged to develop their own startups, and the universities award seed money to incubate them. Local politics have helped too. Leicester is one of only five cities in England with a directly elected mayor. Labour's Sir Peter Soulsby, in office since 2011, says this enables him to take fast executive action when opportunities arise. The council was quick to exploit the unearthing of the remains of King Richard III under a car park in 2012, and brilliant at marketing the find to tourists. The council has also encouraged small businesses, says John Prest, managing director of a local media design company. It matches up companies with properties and landlords, and has created a cultural quarter to help revive the city centre. Sir Peter says he has avoided getting Leicester swallowed up into any sort of regional devolution deals. Keeping its local identity while drawing on its global links is the Leicester way. The same could be said about the Foxes. Romantics see the team's success as a serendipitous triumph of character over money, the yeomen of England vanquishing the overpaid glamour boys. There is indeed plenty of homegrown talent in the Leicester team, but the Foxes too have their own foreign billionaire owner, Vichai Srinivasaprabha of Thailand's King Power Group, who bought the club in 2010. Unlike others, however, he has not splashed out on star players to boost his profile, but has invested for the long term, spending £100 million on infrastructure, such as a training ground and youth academy, and on scouting for overlooked talent. The total cost of Leicester's regular team, £25 million or $36 million, is less than a quarter of what Manchester United spent on new players last summer. This year's success has come sooner than expected, says a spokesman. Nor is Leicester's success limited to football. The city's rugby union team, the Tigers, is England's most successful. The Foxes will look to emulate the Tigers' long-term success, even if they do not. They have given hope to the unsung clubs of English football, as their city has done the same for unheralded English towns.